If you are someone who is trying to work on their life from some time now, whether it is through law of attraction, manifestation, self-help, personal development, and so on, and if you feel stuck, and if you feel that you are not going anywhere, and you are in the same loop where you are unable to break free of, then pay a lot of attention to this. What we will cover today is about a cosmic window that opens up at a particular period in time, which we can make use of as seekers, as professionals, as entrepreneurs, to go within and to find that breakthrough that we are looking for, to finally evolve ourselves to the next level. This is not about positive words or vision boards. It is about using a cosmic alignment, the month of Dhanurmasa, that is mid-December to mid-January, to completely change your life. You can actually make use of this to go beyond the superficial manifestation and to leverage the natural tide of consciousness that the planetary system and the cosmos gives to us, to our advantage, in order to evolve to the best version of ourselves and to live the best life for ourselves. This is an opportunity to make 2026 the best year of your life and to come out of it as a version of yourself that you didn't even know existed. So by the end of this video, we will go through the entire sequence of how to systematically use this planetary alignment to our favor and to make the next year the best year of your life. The point that we need to understand is simple. All the manifesting in the world will not stick if you do not first become the kind of person who can handle it, who is worthy of it. So this is your invitation to do that with nature's help, to become the version of yourself that is congruent with living your ideal life. We must focus on evolution first, and then we need to think about manifestation. In fact, manifestation is a natural consequence of evolution. So let's understand this step by step. Let's first of all understand what is Dhanurmasa. Dhanurmasa is a time period in the ancient calendar of Sanatana Dharma, which carries a deep significance for devotees, for spiritual seekers, for anyone who is trying to work on their life. It is an auspicious time. It is a congruent time to start new things and to begin an inward journey. This is a time where Earth is closest to Sun. In terms of the proximity of the planetary system, the Earth is closest to Sun here. But at the same time, the heat of the Sun is less because of the facing and because of the orientation. And nature offers a natural stability to our system. During this period, our mind naturally has a tendency to go inward and to still itself, which is very, very important. And this is called by different names. It is called as Uttarayana. It is called as Margazi in South India, and so on. Now let's come to the second point that we'll have to discuss, which is about the spiritual and traditional significance. Shri Krishna says in the 10th chapter of Gita, among the months, I am Margashira, that is Dhanurmasa. So he's telling us that this is the most auspicious time when it comes to the months. And apart from that, there are many, many Puranic and scriptural references. Of course, in our channel and our work, we don't focus too much on stories, but these are just references and examples to show us the significance of this time period. In Mahabharata, Bhishma leaves his physical body during this time. He waits for months and he suffers through pain in order to come to this period to leave his body. That is the spiritual significance. And in Vayu Purana and many other ancient texts, the significance of this is clearly mentioned. And here is a little bit of scientific background. It's a time where the environment and the climate is naturally cold, right? And it is quiet. There is no external distractions and there is a tendency to naturally go inward. This is a time where we spend time with family and within indoors. But beyond that, we need to go within. That is what we must understand now. Now, all of this, we will keep it aside, right? We generally don't discuss all of this, but we are making this video because it is actually really important. A human being can decide to transform at any point in his life, right? Whether it is January or whether it's December or whether it is March, it does not matter. All it takes is a firm decision, what we call a sankalpa, and that is what we will end with towards the end of this video, which can be a very powerful thing for you. But when there is an alignment that already exists, when the universe and the nature is naturally giving us an opportunity to evolve, intelligent people use it and smart people leverage it to their advantage and make that evolution possible and accelerate their journey. So that is what we need to do here. And even if you're a devotee, it is said the chanting of Lord Vishnu's name, it is thousands of times more powerful when we go through the chanting and when we go through the practices during this period. So there is a lot of things that are said about this period. But now let's come to how to make it practical in our life and how to systematically transform our swabhava, that is our innermost being, to transform our life itself in all its dimensions. With that, let's come to the fourth point, where we need to stop thinking about manifesting and all these Western ideologies and focus on becoming, focus on evolution. Always remember from today, once you are clear on what your ideal life should be, what your purpose is, then your focus should not be to manifest that in your life, because then you are always in the future. But your focus should be to become that person who is worthy of living that ideal life, who is congruent in his patterns, in his beliefs, in his swabhava, in his very core identity, to live that ideal life. Always remember, going in and evolution is primary. This is what all of these Western manifestation and law of attraction teachings miss. They focus too much on techniques and systems of affirmations and visualization and so on. It's not that they are not powerful. They have their place. But reality is more deeper than that. There are certain fundamentals of reality that we must first understand. Evolution before manifestation. Always remember this. If you keep evolving as a person with respect to your very identity, which is your swabhava, if you become a more worthy person, much capable person, much abundant person, and then if you evolve in terms of your skills and capabilities, and then if you evolve in terms of your actions, when you evolve overall as an individual, then manifestation will naturally take care of itself. And make use of this time, starting from December, make use of this time to stabilize yourself, to study and contemplate. When it comes to the teachings of Vedanta, if you are a seeker, or the process of conscious creation and transformation, if you are seeking certain areas of your life to be transformed, whether it is your professional life or your business or whatever, to stabilize, to study and contemplate and to integrate, this is the most conducive time, and it is also the beginning of the new year, and it is the right time to start this journey. And next, let's come to creating a plan, and let's create a very brief plan here quickly so that you have a structure on how to approach this. So let's consider this entire year, right? Starting from this December to the next December, we will look at these 12 months briefly and how you need to make use of this and structure it when it comes to the process of conscious creation. As I'm speaking here, you will also see a diagram, a visual that will play out, which will also explain you different stages of conscious creation. From this point onwards, we will focus towards conscious creation. That is our unique process and framework that we use at Advaita Conscious Society to help individuals get to the next level in their life and to achieve their ideal life. The goal is clear. Next year should be the best year of your life, and what you're envisioning for the decades to come, we should somehow develop a swabhava which is capable of living that within the next year. Then the outcomes will naturally fall in place. Starting from December to January, the 2 months, which are very, very crucial, we will have to spend a lot of time in the foundations, on going within, on stabilizing the system, and on understanding certain concepts and integrating them within us. So within the level one of conscious creation, there are five stages that we take seekers and individuals through. These are the five stages of Swabhava transformation. And after this comes the sixth stage, which is Ananda or fulfillment, which is a natural outcome. So stage one is about conception, which is about understanding the concepts of conscious creation, different pillars of conscious creation, and how everything is structured. To go through each of these stages, we will link different videos for you. Actually, you will get access to a detailed Google document below this video in the description, which you can open up after you complete the video. And to go through each of these stages, what all you are supposed to do. Of course, we have an elaborate program within ACS. But those of you who are watching this on YouTube, at a basic level, what all you can do, you can make use of the document to go through the process. We need to go through stage one and stage two of Swabhava transformation within the first 2 months itself, which is very, very crucial. Here, you'll be understanding a lot of concepts. You'll be contemplating, you'll be integrating, you'll come up with the ideal life vision. You will figure out what your purpose for life is and so on. Then from Feb to April of the next year, you will go through the stage 3 and stage 4 of Swabhava transformation. So stage 1 is conception, stage 2 is consciousness, stage 3 is clarity, stage 4 is internal action, and finally from May to November comes stage 5, which is a very, very crucial stage that is about integration. And December is about reflection, assessment of what all happened, and it is about refining your sankalpa for the next year. Go through the document below, again, like I mentioned, to approach this in a systematic way. Here is what you need to understand when it comes to the basics of conscious creation. This is your current self. This is what we call your swabhava, your identity. Whoever you are as a person is this right now, and I have marked C here, which means current. And this current Swabhava is made up of a lot of things. It is made up of different belief systems, tendencies, thoughts, actions, and so on. And all of that has given rise to your current personal reality. Your reality, whatever you are experiencing today in terms of your health, wealth, relationships, and inner peace, it is all tied to your current Swabhava. Now, the goal for us in the next 1 year is to first of all identify what your ideal personal reality is in terms of career, in terms of health, wealth, relationships, your inner peace and purpose. What kind of a life are you envisioning for yourself? At ACS, when we say ideal life, it is not about greed or it is not about a superficial goal for our life. It is a holistic life, a life of harmony and balance, where there is contribution, where there is fulfillment, where there is good health and relationships. And of course, wealth and abundance is a part of it. So we need to first of all define this ideal personal reality for what it is. And then we also need to figure out the ideal swabhava, the ideal identity, which is congruent of living that ideal life. Now, after this, the process of conscious creation from stage 1 to stage 5 is about slowly transitioning from the current swabhava to this ideal swabhava, slowly integrating that. It is about detaching from the current swabhava and creating a gap and understanding through the Vedantic perspective that we are not this identity ultimately, and we are the awareness or the consciousness which is behind it, and then slowly distancing ourselves from the current Swabhava and slowly integrating this ideal Swabhava onto us. And once this ideal identity fully integrates with new patterns, with new beliefs and thoughts and actions and capabilities, the ideal life is a natural outcome of it. The life that you wish to live will eventually happen. Once evolution happens, manifestation naturally happens. It is inevitable. And Dhanurmasa, this auspicious time period, is a very, very powerful period, a conducive period to make this happen. With that, let's come to the Conscious Creation Accelerator, a special offering for seekers and individuals who want to make use of this time to integrate their ideal Swabhava and to live their ideal life. If you want to know what conscious creation is and how it can literally take your life to a new dimension, then check out the free training that we call the Conscious Creation Model, which will come just after this. It will also be linked in the pinned comments. So make sure to watch that training next. And also after that, there is an application process to go through this journey for 1 year. It is a very intensive journey. It is not for everyone. It requires a certain investment of time and energy and resources to go through this process. So watch the free training and then fill up the form, and our team will guide you with the next steps. We will end with the Sankalpa, and after the Sankalpa, you can watch the free training that I mentioned. So close your eyes, sit straight and listen to my words. Whatever I say internally, just repeat it. Hari Om. As I begin this journey towards my ideal life through conscious creation, I open myself up to the grace and the support of that infinite consciousness. I strongly believe that everything will fall into place, and I will stay committed to this path, and I will soon realize and live my ideal life. Shivoham.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.